at FM 107.7 and online all the time at mychasm.com.
That was Alabama, the Cheap Seats. It is now time for the Dick Putz Show with Randy Rothstein. Take it away, Randy.
Thank you, Joyce, and good evening, everyone. The Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio, our Sunday recap of scores and highlights of various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our show brought to you tonight by Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joe, Corky's Bar of Richmond, The Wood Shop of Avon, Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center in Long Prairie, West Central Sanitation, El Rosa Lumber, Ron's Oil and Propane, Greenwald Insurance Agency, Columbia Gear in Avon, bringing us our Dick Putz Show, along with Century 21, First Realty, John Dole, your realtor, IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Fiber Communications, Kensington Insurance Agency, El Rosa and Belgrade, Central Minnesota Realty, Dairyland Supply, Westside Liquor of Waite Park, our Dick Putz Show brought to you by Halfley's Bar in Richmond, Will and Bring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon, and Albany, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, the Freeport State Bank, Kramer Lumber of Melrose, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, the Sauk Center Herald and Star Post, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville, and Albany Chrysler Center, our Dick Putz Show sponsors for the 2023 season. All right, let's dig into some scores and highlights. We're going to start off tonight in the Victory League. And on Wednesday night, it was Avon taking on Freeport. This was the conclusion of a game that was canceled earlier in the season due to rain. And it saw Avon defeat Freeport in 12 innings, 5-2. This game was tied 2-2 when it went to a rain delay back on June the 7th. So, for Avon, 5 runs, 10 hits, and an error. Freeport, 2 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors. 12-inning ball game. Matt Pickleman started and got the win, relieved by Jackson Henderson in the 7th inning on June the 7th. Henderson faced one batter. When the game was halted on July 12th, Pickleman pitched the final 5 2/3 innings for a total of 11.2 innings and 15 strikeouts. The catcher was Carter Holthaus. For Freeport, Andrew Kurzman started and pitched the complete game in the loss. His catcher was Brandon Sawyer and Ben Millard on Wednesday night. Some hitting highlights for Avon. Caleb Curry was 3-for-6 with 2 doubles. Carter Holthaus, 2-for-4 with a double. Reese Gregory, Carter Phillippe, Elaine Mosqueda, Cole Wellman all had doubles. Isaac Hutchinson hit by a pitch in the 12th inning to force in the game-winning run. For Freeport, Trevor Sawyer was 2-for-5. Brandon Sawyer and Mason Topkus each had singles. That was a final of a rain-delayed game. This took place on Wednesday night, saw Avon defeating Freeport 5-2. On Friday night, our Chasm Game of the Week, we were in Avon where the Lakers hosted the St. Stephen Steves in another great ball game, and we had extra innings on Friday night as Avon defeats St. Stephen 3-2 in 10 innings. 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for Avon. 2 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for St. Stephen. Dominic Gosting starts on the mound, giving way to Elaine Mosqueda in the 7th inning. Mosqueda gets the win, and the catcher was Carter Holthaus. For St. Stephen, Landon Lunser starts, relieved by Jack Greenland in the 6th, Derek Durant in the 10th, and the catcher was Matt Meyer. Durant takes the loss. Some hitting highlights for Avon on Friday night, Joe Dolan was 2-for-4. Reese Gregory had a double. Ryan Jansen scored the winning run on a throwing error in the infield in the 10th inning. Landon Lunser for St. Stephen, actually, Jack Greenland was 3-for-5 with a double. Logan Simmons, 2-for-5 with a triple. And it was, again, Avon defeating St. Stephen Friday night by a score of 3-2 in 10 innings. Also on Friday night, we had Nisswa hosting Royalton, and Nisswa defeats Royalton 10-1. 10 runs, 14 hits, and an error for Nisswa. 1 run, 2 hits, and no errors for Royalton. Carter Dock starts on the mound. Will pick up the win, relieved by Gates Cook in the 7th. And Cody Redinsley in the 8th inning for Nisswa. Royalton's Nathan Sick will take the loss as he starts on the mound, relieved by Grayson Suska in the 4th inning. Hitting highlights for Nisswa on Friday night, Aaron Jenkins was 3 for 4 with a home run. Jeremiah Pipcorn, 3 for 3 with a double. Gates Cook, 2 for 3 with a home run. And Sam Peterson, 2 for 3 with a double. Carter Docks also doubled for Nisswa. For Royalton, Grayson Suska and Will Gorecki each had singles. So a final again on Friday night had Nisswa defeating Royalton 10-1. Also on Friday night, it was the Freeport Black Sox up at Piers taking on the Lakers, and the Piers Lakers defeat Freeport 6-1. 6 runs, 6 hits, and an error for the Lakers. 1 run, 5 hits, 2 errors for Freeport. That's all I have on that ball game. 6-1, the Piers Lakers over Freeport on Friday night. On Saturday in the Victory League, it was Freeport taking on Randall in Randall, and Freeport defeats Randall 3-0. 3 runs, 1 hit, no errors for Freeport. No runs, 9 hits, and no errors for Randall. Andrew Kersman started the ball game, picked up the win, relieved by Carter Neuenschwander in the 9th inning. He gets the save. Travis Wenzel completed the entire game for Randall in that 1-0 loss. Ivor Pepke doubled, driving in a run with Freeport's only hit. In the 8th inning, Carter Neuenschwander had a sacrifice fly, and Matt Johnson stole home. For Randall, Brett Strock was 3 for 3. Kyle Peterchek, 2 for 5 with a double. Lawrence Phillip was 2 for 2. So a final had Freeport defeating Randall 3-0, with Freeport getting just the one hit, scoring 3 runs in that ballgame. 3-0 on Saturday. Over in the Resorters League on Saturday, we had Sauk Center taking on Alexandria in Sauk Center, and Sauk Center defeats Alexandria 10-0 in 8 innings. 10 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Sauk Center. Alexandria, no runs, 8 hits, and 7 errors. Dylan Haskamp started on the mound, went the distance, picking up the win, striking out 10, is catcher Jake Haskamp. For Alexandria, Tate Briswitz starts, taking the loss, relieved by Jake Westfall in the 5th, Willen Musenhuber in the 8th, and Brady Berga in the 8th. Catcher was Alex Jenkins. Hitting highlights for Sauk Center on Saturday. Jake Haskamp had a double in that ball game. And for Alexandria, Alex Jenkins and Waylon Musenhuber each had 2 hits. So a final on Saturday had Sauk Center defeating Alexandria 10-0 in 8 innings. All right, we're going to take a break here on the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, we're going to look at County Line League and Sauk Valley League after these messages.
Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin wishes the Martins and all Central Minnesota baseball teams good luck this amateur baseball season. Shady Silver Spur has happy hour Tuesday through Friday from 4 until 7 and Saturday and Sunday from 2 until 5 with $1 off domestic beer and rail pours. Friday, it's a wing and pizza special for $20, and Sunday, it's keys for cash at 5 p.m. Stop in before or after the game, and good luck Martins from Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here for the law firm of Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman with the rest of my waiter's story. So I was standing in a duck slough in my old waiter's when I noticed that familiar, uncomfortable feeling as an apparent leak began letting in some pretty cold water. It was at that moment that I thought, old waiter's are just like old estate plans. You need to tend to them from time to time to keep them leak-proof. Sometimes a patch will do, and sometimes replacement is needed. Spending a little to save a lot is the key, not only for you, but your loved ones too. Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman can help. Keep listening to Chasm for details.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drives to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Power Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. With offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. For all of your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, design, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating, Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. Greenwald Insurance Agency is proud to sponsor the Dick Putz Show, a longtime aired program on KASM. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Insurance Agency. Come see us at Greenwald Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Troy Freeler, Lisa Bertram, Ruth Heinen, and Jim Camphenkel are all available to help you with all of your farm, home, auto, health, and business insurance needs. Give us a call, 987-3223 today. Thermotech Premium Windows and Doors have been framing your world since 1933 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and great comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech Windows and Doors for your building or remodeling.
All right, back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the Sauk Valley League and what's gone on this weekend. Clear Lake at Sauk Rapids Cyclones on Friday night, and Clear Lake defeats Sauk Rapids Cyclones 4-0. 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Clear Lake. No runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for the Sauk Rapids Cyclones. Jackson Phillip on the mound will go the distance, picking up the win. His catcher, Justin Hagstrom. For Sauk Rapids, the Cyclones, Noah Jensen starts, taking the loss, relieved by Ben Rothstein in the seventh, and the catcher, Jeff Solars. Some hitting highlights for Clear Lake, Jordan Golombeki, he was 2-for-4, and for Sauk Rapids, Luke Piccola, 2-for-4, and Terrence Moody was 2-for-3. So a final on Friday night at Clear Lake, defeating the Sauk Rapids Cyclones 4-0. On Sunday, we had Sauk Rapids traveling over to Clear Lake, taking on the Lakers, and Clear Lake defeated Sauk Rapids today by a score of 2-0. 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Clear Lake. No runs, 7 hits, and no errors for Sauk Rapids. Tylan Olben will start, and he'll pick up the win for Clear Lake today. His catcher, Steven Ellingson. And for Sauk Rapids, Aiden Mahdi starts, taking the loss, relieved by Terrence Moody in the eighth inning, and the catcher was Matt Krepp. Hitting highlights for Clear Lake today, Caleb Leintz was 2-for-3, and for Sauk Rapids, the Cyclones, Ben Rothstein, 2-for-4, and Justin Haugie was 2-for-4. So a final today had Clear Lake defeating the Sauk Rapids Cyclones 2-0. All right, let's go over to the County Line League on Saturday. The County Line League starting their league playoffs, and Painesville traveled over to Regal on Saturday, and Painesville defeated Regal by a score of 10-1. 10 runs, 15 hits, 2 errors for the Pirates, 1 run, 4 hits, and an error for Regal. Grady Fuchs starts on the mound for Painesville on Saturday. Grady gives way to Luke Johnson in the 8th, Blake Bogley in the 9th. Fuchs with the victory, and the catcher was Griffin Berkey. For Regal, Brandon Wadle starts, taking the loss, relieved by Grant Paprath in the 7th. And the catcher was Derek Dangerud. Some hitting highlights for Painesville on Saturday. Drew Tangen, 3-for-6. Luke Johnson, 1-for-4. Luke had a 2-run homer in the 8th inning. Tanner Stanley was 3-for-5 with a double and 4 RBIs, and Blake Bogley 2-for-5. For Regal, Adrian Beldon 1-for-2. He had their RBI. So a final on Saturday in County Lion League playoffs. It was Painesville 10 and Regal 1. The other Saturday game in the County Lion League, it was Starbuck over Norway Lake Sunburg 10-5. So the winners in County Lion moved on today. Painesville taking on New London Spicer, Starbuck taking on Atwater. It was Atwater defeating Starbuck 8-4 today, 8-4. Atwater over Starbuck in County Lion League playoffs. And Painesville, they defeated New London Spicer 9-3. 9 runs, 10 hits, and an error for Painesville. 3 runs, 7 hits, and 2 errors for New London Spicer. Bennett Evans will pick up the win, relieved by Grayson Fuchs in the 8th. And the catcher was Griffin Birkey. For New London Spicer, Ben Kalseth starts, relieved by Caden Hansen in the 5th inning. He'll take the loss. And Carson McCain in the 9th inning, Derek Dizal, the catcher. Hitting highlights for Painesville today, Drew Tangen, 2-for-5. Luke Johnson, 3-for-5 with a double. Garrett Lusink with a double. Griffin Birkey with a double. And Grant Fuchs had a double for the Pirates today. For New London Spicer, Caden Hansen, 2-for-3. Derek Dizal, he was 2-for-3 today. He had a double and a 2-run home run in the 4th inning for New London Spicer. And Braden Skindelen had a double. So a final today had Painesville defeating New London Spicer 9-3. So Painesville and Atwater, the two teams without a loss yet in County Lion League playoffs. All right, we're going to take another break here on the Dick Put Show. When we come back, it's Central Valley League. You're on deck.
Have you driven through the lot at Dairyland Supply lately? Holy cow, do we have a line of new and used equipment. Are you in need of an upgrade? If so, give Dan or Randy a call at 800-338-6455 or check out our website, dairylandsupply.com, to see if we have the right piece for your operation. When you buy from Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center, you can buy with confidence. Our equipment has gone through the shop and goes out the door farm ready. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
The team at Ron's Oil and Propane is here to provide fuel, gas, and propane for your home, farm, or business. Hit a home run by calling Ron's Oil and Propane for all your energy needs.
Call Ron's 320-256-3680 or check him out online, ronsfuels.com, RAHNfuels.com.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM in Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
For 80 years, Columbia Gear has been building gears and careers right here in the beautiful Avon Lakes area. Start building your career today at Columbia Gear in Avon, where their employees are their most valued assets. If you have good mechanical ability and want to be a part of a progressive work environment, Columbia Gear wants you to be a part of their successful team. With Columbia Gear's 80 years of experience of success in manufacturing gears, power transmission components, and assemblies, they have grown to be one of the largest family-owned employers in central Minnesota. Benefits include great weekly pay, incredible benefits including weekly PTO accrual, paid holidays, 401k, low-cost health, dental, vision, and more. We are willing to train. Apply today and build your career today with Columbia Gear in Avon. This past winter was a brutal one, and maybe you noticed your windows were a bit drafty and you are thinking of replacing. El Rosa Lumber and Thermotech work together to bring you the efficient windows you need in your home, plus they add value and improve the looks of your home. Contact El Rosa Lumber and ask them about installing Thermotech windows in your home this summer or fall. Save on cooling this summer and heating this coming winter season. Remember El Rosa Lumber and Thermotech for your next project. They thank you for your business.
Whether buying or selling real estate, It's one of the biggest investments you'll make in your lifetime. Hi, this is John Dold of Century 21 First Realty. I had the opportunity to play amateur baseball for the Richmond Royals for 17 years and built lifelong friendships. It was there I discovered that so many of my peers made the decision to buy their first home so they could remain close and play baseball for their hometown team. Now my team is Century 21 First Realty. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, business, or farm, call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold@century21.com. or visit John Dole Real Estate on Facebook.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Well, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-20.
Back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the Central Valley League. And on Friday night, it was Luxembourg at Cold Spring taking on the Rockies, and Luxembourg defeats the Rockies 9-3. Nine runs, 13 hits, and an error for Luxembourg. Three runs, eight hits, two errors for the Rockies. Reed Funnenstein starts on the mound, relieved by Tyler Stang in the sixth. He'll get the save, and the catchers were Will Bachman and DJ Krohn. For the Rockies on Friday night, Evan Atchison starts, taking the loss, relieved by Brock Humbert in the fourth inning, Joel Sawada in the eighth inning, and Hunter Heidgertgen in the ninth inning, the catcher David Jonas. Some hitting highlights for Luxembourg on Friday night: Luke Harn, 2-for-3. Reed Funnenstein was 2-for-3. Derek Orth, 2-for-4 with a double. And Josh Lanko had a two-run home run in the fourth inning for the Brewers. For the Cold Spring Rockies, Alex Geislinger, 2-for-5 with a double, and Austin Duffner had a double. A final on Friday night had Luxembourg defeating the Cold Spring Rockies 9-3. On Friday night, Watkins over in Eden Valley taking on the Hawks, and Watkins defeats Eden Valley in 8 innings, 14-4. 14 runs, 17 hits, and an error for Watkins. 4 runs, 6 hits, and an error for Eden Valley. Dan Berg will go the distance for the Clippers on Friday night, his catcher Brendan Ashton. For Eden Valley, Austin Berg starts, taking the loss, relieved by Austin Schlungen in the third, and the catcher Sam Nisler. Highlights for Watkins on Friday night: Landon Nyman, 2-for-4. Dan Berg was 2-for-6. He had 3 RBIs and a double. Kevin Kramer, 3-for-4 with a double. Carter Block was 2-for-4. He had 4 RBIs and a double. Carson Geislinger, 2-for-5, Miles DeZingle, 2-for-5, and Gavin Mathias was 3-for-4 for the Clippers. For Eden Valley on Friday night, Jackson Geislinger had a double, Cullen Hoffman a double, and Riley Geislinger a double. A final on Friday in 8 innings, Watkins 14, Eden Valley 4. On Saturday in the Central Valley League, St. Augusta at Pearl Lake, and Pearl Lake defeats St. Augusta in a dandy here, 1-0. 1 run, 3 hits, and an error for Pearl Lake. No runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for St. Augusta. Austin Lensmeyer starts for Pearl Lake. He'll pick up the win, relieved by Justin Kunkel in the ninth. He gets the save, and the catcher was Colton Pruth. For St. Augusta, Nevin Bloom goes the distance, taking the loss, and his catcher, Truman Tennis. For Pearl Lake, Max Fox, 1-for-4. He had a double. Austin Lensmeyer was 2-for-3. Justin Kunkel with 3 walks in the ballgame. For St. Augusta, Aaron Pruth, 1-for-3 with a double. So a final on Saturday had Pearl Lake defeating St. Augusta 1-0. On Sunday in the Central Valley League, the Cold Spring Rockies at Kimball taking on the Express, and Kimball defeats the Cold Spring Rockies 13-7. 13 runs, 13 hits, 3 errors for Kimball. 7 runs, 14 hits, 6 errors for the Rockies. Matt Dingman starts on the mound for Kimball, gives way to Tommy Friesen in the third. He'll get the win. Andy Dingman comes in the ninth, and the catcher, Cade Marquardt. For the Cold Spring Rockies, Cole Fuchs starts, relieved by T.J. New in the fourth. Brady Lynn in the seventh. Trevor Lardy in the seventh. He'll take the loss. And David Jonas in the eighth, the catcher, Brady Leverington. Some hitting highlights for Kimball: Austin Rooley, 2-for-4. Matt Friesen, 2-for-5. Tommy Friesen was 2-for-5. Adam Beyer, 2-for-5. And Zach Schmidt, was 3-for-5 for the Express. For the Rockies today, Jordan New, 2-for-4 with a double. David Jonas, 3-for-5. David had a double and a 3-run homer in the second inning. Alex Geislinger was 2-for-5. Austin Duffner, 3-for-5 with a double. And Brady Lynn was 3-for-5. A final today from Kimball. Kimball, 13. The Cold Spring Rockies, 7. Eden Valley at Luxembourg this afternoon. And in 7 innings, Luxembourg defeats Eden Valley 13-0. 13 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Luxembourg. No runs, 3 hits, 5 errors for Eden Valley. Brady Kenning will start and pick up the win for Luxembourg today, relieved by Luke Harn in the 7th, and the catchers Will Bachman and Ian Hunstinger. For Eden Valley, Nathan Geislinger starts, taking the loss, relieved by Austin Berg in the 3rd, Jackson Geislinger in the 6th, and the catcher Sam Nissler. Some hitting highlights today for Luxembourg. Chris Clark, 2-for-4. J.T. Harn was 2-for-3 with a double. Connor Clark was 2-for-3, and Will Bachman had a home run for the Brewers. For Eden Valley, Jordan Kelm, Austin Schlungen, and Matthew Penritz had the hits today as Luxembourg defeats Eden Valley 13-0 in 7 innings. And finally today in the Central Valley League, Watkins at Pearl Lake this afternoon, and Watkins defeats Pearl Lake by a score of 13-4. 13 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors for Watkins, 4 runs, 6 hits, and 4 errors for Pearl Lake. Carson Geislinger on the mound will pick up the win today for the Clippers, relieved by Dustin Kramer in the 6th. And the catchers were Brendan Ashton and Nolan Geislinger. For Pearl Lake, Mitch Winicky starts, taking the loss, relieved by Andrew Schmidt in the 4th, Justin Kunkel in the 6th, and the catchers were Colton Pruth and Adam Braun. Some hitting highlights for Watkins today, Landon Nyman, 2-for-5 on the afternoon. Carson Geislinger, 3-for-5. Carson had 6 RBIs and 2 doubles today for Watkins. For Pearl Lake this afternoon, Matt Schmidt had a double. Adam Braun, 1-for-2 with a double, and Derek Garding with a double. A final this afternoon from Pearl Lake. It was Watkins 13 and Pearl Lake 4. When we come back, it is the Stearns County League on deck. We'll get to those scores and highlights right after these messages.
Set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop in and enjoy a pizza, your favorite beverage, popcorn, or microwave sandwich. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Coco, Bonnie, Amy, and Doug. At Halfley's Bar, you can always play a friendly game of darts or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Swing by Halfley's Bar in Richmond, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show since the beginning of time.
Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville loves serving breakfast, lunch, and evening dinners to their loyal customers. New at Queen Bee's, it's Cedar Crest hard serve ice cream, available in 8 flavors. What a perfect treat after your meal. Have it in a bowl or take it to go in a regular or waffle cone. Plus, Queen Bee's can do the cooking for your graduation parties. Treat your guests to pulled pork, roast beef, or tacos. Just call and place your order at 243-3975. And don't forget, Queen Bee's has bar bingo every Tuesday night at 6:30, sponsored by the Painesville Lions.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Woodshop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Woodshop of Avon. Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996, they are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, class 5, basements, dozer, and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area. Proud to sponsor Albany Huskies Sports on Chasm.
Working the land is by nature a dirty job. What fuels me to get it done? The generations of farmers who've worked the soil before me. What fuels my equipment? Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel with an additive package that's 40% more effective in breaking down engine deposits. The cleanest fuel yet for the dirtiest of jobs. Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Stop in at QPC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op 320-987-3297. Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown for 1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond. We all look forward to annual traditions. Farmers returning to their fields and raising crops for another year. Ducks and geese are back from their winter vacation. And baseball is being played on our hometown fields. Farmers always have a renewed optimism for a profitable cropping season. And at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, we thank farmers for believing in the co-op model. Remember, it's not too late to do a custom farm plan or discuss with staff at Painesville Soil Center about crop scouting during the cropping season. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
All right, back to the Dick Putt Show on KAFM Radio. Let's go over to the Stearns County League. And on Friday night in the Stearns County League, it was New Munich at Al Rosa. And Al Rosa defeats New Munich, scoring a run in the bottom of the ninth inning, 3-2. 3 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error for Al Rosa. 2 runs, 7 hits, and 2 errors for New Munich. Ethan Boat starts on the mound for Al Rosa, gives way to Will Van Beck in the ninth. He'll get the win, and the catcher was Blaine Fisher. For New Munich, Ty Reller starts. He'll take the loss as he goes the distance. His catcher, Logan Funk. Hitting highlights for Al Rosa, Blaine Fisher was 2-for-5 with 2 RBIs, and Jackson Peter, 2-for-3. Jackson had a solo home run in the first inning. For New Munich, Ty Reller was 2-for-4 on the evening as Al Rosa defeats New Munich Friday night, 3-2. On Sunday in the Stearns County League, it was Richmond playing host to Farming today, and Richmond defeats Farming by a score of 7-0. 7 runs, 13 hits, 3 errors for Richmond. No runs, 7 hits, and 3 errors for Farming. DJ Schleicher on the mound today for the Royals will pick up the win, relieved by Austin Larson in the 8th, and the catcher, Chase Elshire. For Farming, Adam Neibauer starts taking the loss, relieved by Adam Winkles in the 7th, and the catcher, Josh Becker. Hitting highlights for Richmond today, Kyle Buddy was 2-for-5. Cole Schmitz, 2-for-5. Justin Schrader, 3-for-5 with a double. And Isaac Holthaus was 2-for-4 with a double. For Farming, Aaron Eich, 2-for-4 today, and Isaac Nett had a double. A final this afternoon from Richmond. It was Richmond 7, Farming nothing. St. Martin and Meyer Grove today, and St. Martin defeats Meyer Grove by a score of 3-1. 3 runs, 10 hits, and an error for the Martins. 1 run, 8 hits, 2 errors for Meyer Grove. Scott Leeser starts on the mound for St. Martin today, relieved by Brian Schlungen in the 4th. He'll get the win. Ryan Morse in the 7th and Carter Thielen in the 9th. The catchers were Brian Schlungen and Kyle Leeser. For Meyer Grove, Josh Omscheid starts taking the loss, relieved by Josh Relke in the 8th and the catcher Ryan Omscheid. Hitting highlights for St. Martin today, Brady Goebel, 3-for-4. He had 2 RBIs. Carter Thielen was 2-for-3 and Scott Leeser 1-for-3. On the afternoon. For Meyer Grove, Alex Welly, 3-for-5 today. Tanner Klopach was 1-for-3, and Colton Meyer, 1-for-4 with a double. A final this afternoon from Meyer Grove, it was St. Martin 3, Meyer Grove 1. Al Rosa over at Spring Hill today, and Spring Hill defeats Al Rosa by a score of 5-2. 5 runs, 11 hits, and an error for Spring Hill. 2 runs, 3 hits, and an error for Al Rosa. Tony Reverman starts on the mound today. He'll pick up the win for Spring Hill, relieved by Regan Nelson in the 7th, Carter Cheetah in the 9th, and the catcher, Nathan Terrace. For Al Rosa, Will Van Beck starts taking the loss, relieved by Riley Meyer in the 4th, Ashton Dingman in the 7th, and the catcher, Blaine Fisher. Some hitting highlights for Spring Hill today. Eric Terrace was 2-for-4 with a double. Ben Welly, 2-for-3 with a double. Jamie Terrace was 2-for-3. He had a double. Austin Schoenberg, 2-for-4 with the double, and Owen Meyer had a double. Devin Orbeck had a triple for the Chargers this afternoon. For Al Rosa, just the 3 hits today, Jackson Peter, Derek Wiener with hits there. So, your final this afternoon had Spring Hill defeating Al Rosa 5-2. And Roscoe over in Lake Henry this afternoon, where Lake Henry defeats Roscoe today 20-5. 20 runs, 22 hits, and one error for Lake Henry. 5 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors for Roscoe. Torrey Olmscheid starts on the mound for Lake Henry today, gives way to Carter Wessel in the 4th. He'll get the win. Trent Wentland in the 7th, and the catcher Isaac Leeser. For Roscoe, Parker Brzezinka starts, relieved by Russell Leindecker in the 3rd. He'll take the loss. Cody McAdams in the 5th, and the catchers were Max Ottman and Braden Vanderbeek. Hitting highlights for Lake Henry today. Carter Wessel, 3-for-4. Carter had a 2-run homer in the 2nd. Grant Ludwig, 2-for-5. Grant had a 3-run homer in the 6th. Jason Campson, 3-for-5 today. Jason had a double and a 2-run homer in the 4th. Trent Wentland, 3-for-5 with a double. Sam Hupfer, 3-for-5. Weston Brinkman, 3-for-5 with a double. And Nick Dingman had a double. For Roscoe, Jordan Schlaper, 2-for-3. He had a solo home run in the 3rd. And Chris Vanderbeek with the solo home run in the 3rd. Final again today from Lake Henry. Had Lake Henry defeating Roscoe 20-5. All right, we're going to take one more break here on the Dick Putz Show. I have some exhibition games to report to you and a look at some of the league playoffs that have been provided to me. We'll have that right after these messages.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesdays and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursdays. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers or pick up weekly editions in many local grocery and convenience stores. We are proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putz Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
Finding that missing shin guard, remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things like not being that fan. That's simple human sense.
Call Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson at Kensington Insurance. Your future protected.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 14 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix with 3 locations to serve you better. New Munich, Sox Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or small. Phone them at 320-837-5288 or check online at www.wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. Serving the area for over 100 years.
In the business of promoting your business, Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putt Show here on KASM. Got a late score coming in here from the Stearns County League. And that had Numinic at Greenwald today. Numinic defeats Greenwald by a score of 12-1 in seven innings. 12-1 in seven innings, Numinic over Greenwald. 12 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Numinic, 1 run, 4 hits, and 4 errors for Greenwald. Jim Toole starts on the mound for Numinic today. Jim will pick up the win, relieved by Will Funk in the 6th. Caden Sand in the 7th. And for Greenwald, Tyler Hoffman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Tyler Engelmeyer in the 5th and Ethan Edel in the 6th inning. Some hitting highlights today for Numinic. Carter Beer was 2-for-3. Brandon Holm, 2-for-4 on the day. And for Greenwald, Keegan Stevie was 2-for-3. Didn't see any extra base hits in this ball game today, as it was Numinic over Greenwald in seven innings, 12-1 today in Stearns County League action. We had some exhibition games going on this past week. And on Wednesday night, it was Kimball. They were over in Cold Spring taking on the Springers, and the Springers defeat Kimball by a score of 7-4. 7 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for the Cold Spring Springers. 4 runs, 8 hits, and no errors for Kimball. On the mound, Zach Femright for the Springers. He'll start and get the win, relieved by Drew Van Looy in the 6th, Brady Clare in the 9th, and the catcher Drew Bolson. For Kimball, Ben Johnson starts on the mound, takes the loss, relieved by Zach Dingman in the 6th and Noah Young in the 8th. The catcher was Cade Marquardt. Hitting highlights for the Springers on Wednesday night. It was Brian Hansen, 3-for-4 with a double. Drew Bolton was 2-for-3 with a double. Tate Wallett was 2-for-2. B.J. Halls had a double, and Els Wallen with a double for the Springers. For Kimball, Austin Rooley, 2-for-5. Brooks Marquardt, 2-for-3. Cade Marquardt, a 2-run home run in the first inning, and Adam Beyer had a double. A final again on Wednesday had the Cold Spring Springers defeating Kimball 7-4. On Friday night, the Sartell Muskies with an exhibition game over at St. Michael, and Sartell Muskies ended up losing to St. Michael 3-0. John Schumer threw 7 innings, giving up just 1 run on 5 hits in the 7 innings of work. But again, a loss for the Sartell Muskies, 3-0 to St. Michael. That was on Friday night. And then on Saturday, the Sartell Muskies traveled up to Quamba, and they defeated the Quamba Cubs 15-8, collecting 28 hits in that ball game. Jacob Merrill had 4 hits, and Jace Otto with a home run. Carson Gross pitched the first 5 innings for the Muskies as they defeated Quamba 15-8 on Saturday. Looks like Sartell's going to open up the Sauk Valley League playoffs at home on Saturday. Sartell will be at home on Saturday, and more Sauk Valley League playoff results coming up here in the next few days as we get those brackets out. Some other games right now. Again, a lot of this is kind of locked in stone, but it depends upon, too, if they can get umpires for these games in the Stearns County League. Coming up on Friday night in the Stearns County League, it'll be Richmond at St. Martin on Friday night at 8:15. So Richmond at St. Martin, Friday night, 8:15 in Stearns County League action. And then on Saturday, it'll be Roscoe at Lake Henry. That's scheduled for 1:30 on Saturday. In the Stearns County North, it'll be Greenwald at El Rosa at 11 o'clock on Saturday. Greenwald at El Rosa, 11 o'clock on Saturday. And then Spring Hill at Numinic at 2:30 on Saturday. That's the Stearns County League. And again, they're hoping to get umpires for all those games. I do have Painesville, and they're going to be at Atwater next week. Painesville at Atwater, Starbuck at Regal, and Norway Lake Sunburg at New London Spicer in the County Line League again. based on when they can get umpires to do these games will be when these ball games are played. But Painesville and Atwater, both undefeated right now in their playoffs. That ball game taking place next weekend. Starbuck at Regal, both those teams with one loss. And Norway Lake Sunberg at New London Spicer, both those teams with one loss. So that's the County Line League playoffs, and that's all I have. I don't have anything from the Central Valley League or the Victory League as of yet. But when we do get those playoffs, we'll bring them to you on Sports Scoreboard Show at 8:15 on Monday morning or Tuesday morning or Wednesday or whenever we get them for you, we'll have them for you. That's going to do it. Another Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Thanks to Joyce for manning the controls tonight. This is Randy Rothstein. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thanks, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putz Show. Here is Good Time Dutchman with the Gloria Waltz.
Over at St. Benedict's in St. Joseph. And, very proud. They've done a lot of polka masses over the years and used a lot of these songs for the polka masses. They did one on the CD, and we're going to play that for you now. One very appreciative. You might say it's kind of an epitaph to Gilly's life. Thank you, Lord. The Country Polka Tears.
Thank you, Lord, for all these years together. You let us have each other for so long. You never build a home and raise a family. You showed us how to teach them right from wrong. Now they're all grown and moved off to the city with jobs and homes and families of their own. We had a chance to do our share of living before our final rest beneath your song. You let us live to see our children's children, and what more can a man ask of his God? Now Ma and I ain't young me like she used to. She smiles at me and acts like nothing's wrong. You gave us more than we had ever hoped for. Not many disappointments in this life. Of all the blessings I've had in my lifetime, the greatest one of all has been my wife. So thank you, Lord, for all these years together. You let us have each other for so long. You never strong. You let us live to see our children's children, and what more can a man ask of his God?
Such an appropriate song. Thank you, Lord. And yes, I know the Mouses, Joyce and Gilly, Always very thankful for all of the blessings that were shared upon them all through their life. And very thankful. I'm sure that Gilly is now in heaven and with a lot of the former country polketeers. And another one that I neglected to mention was Jack Hapke, the bass horn player. And Jack just passing away last December. So looking at the Ole Yah CD, Gilly is gone, Gordy Austin is gone, Adrian Sawada is gone, and Jack Hapke. Joyce is the only remaining one from that recording. So, yeah, and thankful for the years that they did play together. Here it's waltz time right now. Another nice tune by the Country Polketeers, one called the Violets and Roses Waltz. Country Polketeers with the Violets and Roses Waltz. Well, I know it's time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And I know Gilly, if he could get in my ear, he'd say, okay, Cy, time to perk things up now. Enough of the sadness. So here's a great snappy polka by the Country Polketeers, one called the Guido Polka. Thank you. Country Polka Tears with One Called the Guido Polka, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM.